Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Well, welcome back to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have lead pastor of a brand new church that's starting up in Fort McMurray called All Nations Church. It's lead pastor Rick Kirshner. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Hey, it's great to hear your voice. I know you from other areas in town, and I appreciate you taking the time to chat.
Well, it's always good to chat with you, Steph, and get some important messages out to your great listeners.
For sure. Well, I'm really excited to hear. We've got a new church coming, and I guess my first question is, I can think of quite a few churches that already exist in town. Do we need a new church?
Well, you know what? You're right. We have a lot of great churches and communities in town. And so I think we do need a new one because lots of young people are saying we would like to see something new and fresh. And we want to be part of building a new spiritual community. And so it's always time for something new. When something's alive, it grows. And the Church of Christ is alive and well in Fort McMurray, and it's growing. And we're just another expression of that body of Christ, that church.
Okay, so you said a bunch of young people are coming together and they've all said kind of we want something new and fresh. What has the preparation process been like in creating a new church here in Fort McMurray?
Well, we've been probably a year and a half praying and talking to different people, and it's just surfaced from several different conversations about people wanting to be involved in creating a new and inviting church. Like any organization, any business, any social organization, you need to rebrand, you need to relaunch your organization to make sure it stays fresh and in times with, you know, contemporary culture and new emerging contexts, such as we see in Fort McMurray the last year and a half. Yeah, actually post wildfire, right? So there's a lot of people that are spiritually hungry and are looking for something new and fresh. And I'm so excited about all the new Canadians in Fort McMurray. Something's really shifting in North America because of the immigration. We have so many folks that come to Canada that have spiritual orientation and have religions that belong to. And so it's actually the pendulum swinging back, and it's becoming more acceptable now for people to have a faith orientation, the faith community, and want to be part of a church or of a faith community. So so people are saying, in light of this new context, in light of the new things that have happened in the last 4 years in our community, it's time for something new and fresh, a new expression of Christ, because we're a Christian church, and what he's doing in the world, and especially what he's doing in from Fort McMurray. So as we gathered with people, we talked, we prayed, we drank a lot of coffee talking about things. We said, what would it look like? And we dreamed and we imagined and we said, what would it look like if young people, 20 to 30 year olds were involved in creating something new that they were proud and happy to share with their friends about the relationship they have with God and the community that the body of Christ actually is to welcome people into a loving, welcoming community. Does that make sense?
I think so. I think I get that. Now, I know on top of that, you're not just the lead pastor of this new church, but you also are the spiritual affairs advisor at Keanu. And that was a position that came out about 3 years ago. Can you tell me a little more about that and how you got involved there?
Oh, yeah, it was exciting. In light of what I said and lots of new people coming to our community, we're seeing more and more that spirituality is a strong support in helping people be mentally resilient and people's holistic well-being. Spirituality in the around the globe is a major part of our life and of people's makeup and their being. So I just really applaud Canada that they recognize that they were trying to provide all they could in terms of support for people that came to Fort McMurray to study. And so they just recognize that, spirituality is important in helping a person be resilient in these times we are experiencing and the loneliness they're experiencing as a student, out of their own foreign country and out of a different community, even in Canada. So I was advised and invited to create a position that would help young people get connected to their spiritual tribe. So if there's a Muslim student come to town, how do we help them get connected to the other Muslim students on campus or help them connect with the Muslim community in the community? If there is students that wanted to do something, that they're stirred up by their by their spiritual background, hey, I'd like to do something. I'd like to help the food bank. I'd like to do this. My role was to help facilitate getting them connected with the bigger community in Fort McMurray and act on these spiritual benevolent causes and direction to help them do something great in the community, which also made the person feel well. So we did something called Theology on Tap. We went into the pub I think it was once a month, and lots of people, some people drank beer, some people drank coffee, some people ate wings, and some people just were there hanging out because there was good-looking girls. And we talked about spiritual things, whatever it was that was important to them. And I had this guy one day, it was so hilarious that we're in there, this meeting, and it's kind of quiet. There's probably 20 or 30 people in the pub. And this guy comes running in, man, am I going to go to heaven when I die? This was his big question. It's just like, well, that's the question we all kind of have. So why don't we sit down and chat about it? And we had a great conversation because these are underlying big worldview questions that a lot of people are facing and a lot of people are experiencing. Even anxiety about that. So if I'm there and can encourage that, that will just help the child, help the young man, young woman be more confident, be more at peace in their skin. So that's what was happening at Keanu. And I think, Lord willing, going back again this year. I'm excited to be part of that great team at Keanu.
Really exciting. And I think I've read somewhere as well, on top of the fact that there's a spiritual affairs advisor position, there's also a place where students are able to go and pray to their gods.
Yeah, it's called the prayer room. I forget. It's got another really institutional name, but it's a prayer room. People walk in, there's nice carpet and there's nice areas where they can sit, and there's different literature from different religions that they can read. And they go there and they go there and pray or whatever they want to do, just have a time out. There's also another wellness room that people can go and just find some solitude and some peace, a dimmed lighting, some nice chairs and area that they can go. But a lot of students use that. That prayer room, and it's really good. It's good. It's helpful.
Neat. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from lead pastor of a brand new church in Fort McMurray called All Nations Church. I'm on the phone with Rick Kirster. This is Fort McMurray Matters.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. If you're just tuning in on the line, we have lead pastor of All Nations Church, Pastor Rick Kirshner. Now, this is a brand new church coming to Fort McMurray, and so of course it comes with a brand new name. So I'd love to know, where's the name come from, All Nations Church?
Well, it's really interesting. The name has come from, really spending time praying and looking at the makeup of our community. And as you recognize, we're on First Nations territory here, Treaty 8 territory, and we're so thankful to be able to live and gather where the Dene Cree and Métis Nations have all called home for many, many years. And so thinking of that and looking at the over 77 or so different nationalities we see represented right here in Fort McMurray, we recognize that there are people from literally all over the world. And so All Nations Church comes from an understanding that, you know, Christ is Lord of the nations, and he desires to draw all nations to himself. The Word of God tells us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations and all people and people groups. So we have a vision of bringing Jesus and bringing all nations to Christ to understand who he is and what he did, and the abundant life that he said we can live if we have relationship with him. And we do that even in the midst of calamity and disappointment and frustration in life. We can have a certainty and a peace as we walk through these difficult times sometimes. So all nations comes from the desire to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the many different nations, including First Nations here in Fort McMurray.
Awesome. And I know that you haven't opened yet, but it's very soon. It's coming up 2 weeks now?
Coming up 2 weeks. We launched the church at 9:30 in the morning at Dave McNeely Public School in Timberlea. And you just go up in Parsons Creek there, and there's a big empty field across from us, but you'll see flags will be all over the streets leading to the school. It's a beautiful school. We're just so thankful. We've had this contract in place with them for some time, so we're thankful to get in, and we're working hard with their team there to make sure that the church launch is strong. 9:30, we will be adhering to all COVID-19 restrictions, and there's masks will be worn, and we'll have the stations for sanitizing as people come in. And we will have to register to attend at allnationschurch.co, allnationschurch.co, and we'll register for what service we want to be at. And we've got a full children's ministry for children from grade one to grade six. Children under 2 years old have to stay with their parents at this point because of COVID. But we're excited. We've got a strong team, and we're launching the 27th of September. And Steph, I hope you'll come and visit us.
I just might. So that is a Sunday. And on top of COVID measures and the fact that it is at David McNeely School, what can someone expect if they've never been to church before, or of course have never been to your church? When they walk in the door, what will they experience?
Well, the first thing they're going to experience is a great big sign that says all welcome, because we really intend to be an inviting church that and welcomes all people from all nations and all backgrounds. And so they can expect to be greeted with a warm greeting. We've got special parking for cars and families, and we have a special team led by Stu Weigel, our First Impressions team, and you can bet there's going to be excellent coffee, and so you can come and have an excellent coffee. There's going to be great music and great worship. We've got a beautiful sound system and a beautiful team assembled, and the service will be about an hour and 20 minutes, and just there'll be five or six worship songs expressing our gratitude for who God is and what he's done. There'll be songs of reflection that help us think about those things in life that are important. There'll be an encouraging word from Scripture that will help people be built up and encouraged as they deal with life, and we all deal with life from one time to another, so we want to encourage people in that. There'll be opportunities for people to connect to the church. We have a thing called Next Steps that they will be engaged with every week, and they'll be able to pop in, spend a half an hour with Pastor Eric Benner, and help kind of understand who the church is and what our DNA is, and see how they can get involved. Most people really want to be involved in ministry. Some people want to just come and consume, but others want to say, hey, I see what you're doing here. I see how you're reaching out and helping the community. I want you to help me activate my gifts and my talents and my passions and use them for the greater good of our community. So we give people an opportunity to develop their skills and use them for bringing greater good to Fort McMurray and the region. So, yeah, I think you'll have a good time. Lots of special. We've got, an excellent children's ministry called Kids Nation, and it will be divided, and just we have excellent equipment, brand new toys and equipment, and a well-trained staff. And I think families are going to be really, really enjoy what they experience. And of course, there's a feedback loop if anybody wants to reach out to us. Again, allnationschurch.co. Check out the website. There's lots of opportunity there to connect with us and let us know what people are thinking, what they want to see in their church. We're really open to this becoming a living, breathing organism that will help people, you know, contribute and be part of the DNA of the church.
Really cool. I'm excited to hear more about this as things progress. My guest this morning is lead pastor of a new church in Fort McMurray called All Nations Church, Rick Kirstner. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we'll hear more about spirituality in Fort McMurray and about this brand new church. This is Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning in right now, we are talking to lead pastor Rick Kirstner of a brand new church here in Fort McMurray called All Nations Church. Now, we've been chatting about what someone can expect when they walk in the doors. We've also talked about spirituality in Fort McMurray. And I think when I'm thinking forward to September 27th and that Sunday morning, I would love to know, you know, what kind of music is somebody going to hear if they come in?
Oh, we've got a great selection of musicians that can play just about anything. But we'll have contemporary Christian music, something that you would hear from Bethel and Elevation Worship and Hillsong and some of those styles. But we also have great musicians that will take some of the old hymns and will revoice them and, you know, maybe put a loop underneath them. So those are rich old hymns that we've used will be revoiced so that they have a contemporary feel to them. So there'll be a strong Christian theology in all the music. In the lobby, our good old friend JD that we used to work with has created us a playlist that will play as you come in, you know, the best, positive music going on in the lobby while you're hanging out chatting with friends, and then when you go into the room waiting for the service to start. So there'll be familiar music that everybody will recognize as they're getting their coffee and hanging up their coat and getting a chair. And then the worship music again will be something that we believe will be familiar to every person in the room. So we've got a good mix of music. Did you see what I did there, Steph?
I did.
And
yes.
Good mix music. There'll probably be some good mix music in the lobby too. So people will feel it's familiar and comfortable. And then, great worship. We won't hold back. We love to celebrate what God's doing. And so there'll be some passionate worship. And you can just enjoy it whichever way you want to enjoy it. Some people like to be calm and reflective in their time of worship, and some people like to, celebrate and, maybe even dance a little bit or jump. And, I used to be a youth ministry. Kids loved to jump, so I still do that on occasion myself. So anyways, that's what you're going to experience when you experience the music.
And I have to think about, somebody that may have never been to church before, only seen it in the movies. And there's a lot of different churches depicted across television and the internet. And, when you're preparing to go to a church, there are questions that come to mind, as you do with any event, in the sense of, what's the dress code? What do I wear?
Oh, the dress code. Well, we really believe all are welcome, and just come in what you're comfortable with. Come what you would feel comfortable going to any event. There's no expectation as to a, formal, semi-formal, casual, whatever. We just want you to come and be comfortable, and whatever you wear is fine with us. So don't worry about that one bit.
And there's one thing I often hear in relation to going to church, and that is, oh, I can't step foot in there. I'll get struck by lightning if I do. Is that a thing?
No, we won't get struck by lightning. We might have a pipe and drape pole land on your head. No, until we get that down pat. But no, I don't think you'd be struck by lightning. But you can know that we have a real God, and he loves people, and he cares for people. And he may just nudge you on the shoulder and say, you're important, and you're special to me, and I see you. And that's what we hope everybody will have, their own encounter with God, and feel encouraged and strengthened and alive for the next day. We believe people are meant for more than we're currently experiencing in our lives. So we want to help people recognize that and grow in that.
Really cool. That is great. So tell me again the details, when and where.
So at first service will be at 9:30 in the morning at Dave McNeely Public School in Parsons Creek. You can go onto our website, and the link's all right there, allnationschurch.co. And everything's there. All the questions you might want to ask are there, and the answers will be there for you. And, it's at 9:30. We will have to register, but there will be room for some that forget to register or don't know about it and come in the last moment. So we encourage you to register, but if you don't, we'll probably still find a place for you.
Great.
Might be in the children's department. You might be having no. We won't have you looking after kids. All our staff are Kid Nation. Are all criminal record check, and they're all trained. And we have good policies and procedures for our team overseeing your children. Your children will be looked after, and we'll show you a good time too.
This sounds great, Rick. Thanks so much for joining me. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, thank you for this great opportunity to share with your listeners about All Nations Church. We're excited about the launch, and we look forward to whatever we can do to help our community. So just let us know if there's anything we can do to support anything you're doing.
Thanks so much, Rick. My guest this morning, the lead pastor of All Nations Church, a brand new church that starts on September 27th at Dave McNeely at 9:30 a.m. I'm Steph Seidel. This has been Fort McMurray Matters. If you missed this episode and want to hear more or any other episode, make sure you check out our podcast at mix1037fm.com. And make sure you tune in every single weekday at 12 o'clock for another episode of Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.